Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Luke. AJ Hinch coming up at 9:35. All right, we've tackled some of the major issues of the world today in the world of sports. But we really have to get to a big one. There's a study that I saw, an article from the fabulous New York Post. And John, when you use the restroom, when you in charge, or maybe your wife is in charge of putting the toilet paper in the dispenser, the holder. Do you prefer to go over or under?
Over or under. How does the toilet paper come off the roll?
Yes.
It is intended and should be used over.
I believe most people do use the over method.
Yes.
I, on the other hand, use the under method.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
Which should be the indication to everyone that it should be used as over.
Okay. However, and our telephone number is 248-539-9797. And I'd like to ask the fans out there, are you an over or an under toilet person, toilet paper person, and why? This study from the UK, the University of Leicester. The professor, whose name is Primrose Freestone, Primrose Freestone, professor of clinical microbiology at said school, says the somewhat counterintuitive under position should be used because it's more hygienic and effective.
Okay,
and here's why.
Okay.
Quote, for the under position, there is less likely to be whole roll contamination. That's because, quote, holding of the toilet roll from the over position requires the user to employ two hands to extract a square after doing one's business, per the microbiologist. One hand is used to hold the roll in place so it doesn't keep spinning forward and depositing too much paper while the other takes the next segment. On the other hand, the under method allows bathroom users to, quote, pin the sheets against the toilet wall, tear them off with the same mitt without having to touch the exterior of the roll.
With the same mitt? That's what they're calling their hand?
I guess.
The same mitt?
I guess.
Are you wearing gloves?
Quote, meanwhile, using... if you use two hands, the chances of spreading germs from one hand to the other as well. If someone who has wiped, say, once and the matter, the fecal matter, has soaked through the layers of toilet paper and makes hard contact, the presumably right hand that did the wiping will be less contaminated, explained Professor Primrose Freestone. Sounds like something from a Flintstone.
Hard contact. I feel like we're debating block charge.
Yes.
Yes.
Quote, then that right hand may contaminate anything it touches as the toilet user reaches for more toilet paper, which they then fold to for wipe two, possibly touching the left hand as it does so. So as you can see, because I use the under method, I am a more hygienic person.
Wipe one, wipe two.
Personally, if you know, if they have the toilet, if the toilet paper is in the over, I don't care. I just grab it. I use the under, not for any reason. It's just something I do. And a lot of times, you're just making a nest anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The problem with the nest method is it's not for sure that there might not be a weakness.
That's true.
You might have a finger poke through there. That's your problem. So, if you have to use two hands,
yeah. It takes two hands to hold to handle a Whopper, not a toilet paper.
Right. I go with the over method because it's designed to go with the over method. And when you pull, it pulls more freely. And a quick snap of the wrist will break off any toilet paper. It doesn't require two hands.
Yeah, but sometimes if it breaks off, it means you're only getting one sheet. And you need more than one sheet.
Well, yeah, yes, you did need more than one sheet, no matter how many ply it is. But I would expect that the process to rip the toilet paper wouldn't begin if you've only got one sheet in your hand.
I would hope not.
You would slowly pull down until the required amount of sheets...
for the required amount of sheets.
And then a quick snap of the wrist breaks off the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. All right. 248-539-9797. Daniel, you're a 97 won the ticket.
Yeah, morning, fellas. I just wanted to say that I will die on the hill that it is an overroll, but I'm in a state of flux because I have kids. And if you don't do the under, they will unfurl the entire thing to TP your entire bathroom. So,
it's more fun to unroll the toilet paper because I have kids as well, and
I think it's easier as well, where they just kind of get going. But if you do the under roll, they kind of have to do an up swipe, which maybe is a little less intuitive. So. They're potentially less likely, or it gives you maybe a second or two to catch them if you need to.
Yes.
For sure. But I wanted to ask you guys, actually, related, do you do multiple pull and rips for a wipe, or do you do like one big wad and then maybe a fold in with multiple wipes?
I do my own multiple guy.
Yeah, okay. All right. I feel like you save a little bit more TP with the fold, but yeah, it's definitely not as clean.
Well, let me ask you this, Daniel. Are you go dry, wet, dry?
What?
I go baby wipe.
Oh no.
With a trash can with a lid right next to the toilet.
Okay.
Cuz if I'm going dry, It's endless.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Don't worry. Jim will be back tomorrow, John.
Do you go dry, wet, dry? Is the second the dry just to dry off the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The use of the...
Mm-hmm.
You have wet ones actually in the bathroom?
No. Sometimes.
So you're just going all dry?
Yeah, for the most part. Or sometimes you like wet it before just to make sure.
Where are you going to get the water? You're that close to your sink?
No, the toilet water.
What? You dip and then wipe?
Occasionally, what? If you have to.
My mind is blown. You dip it.
Like Joey Chestnut? You dip it in the water?
Yeah,
it's easier for you.
So that's what I was. As soon as he said, "You wet it," I'm like, "Wait a second here. My sink isn't even in the room where the toilet is." So
you have the.
There's only one water source.
You have the dry, okay, and you do it before you actually go through the process.
So you pre-wet.
Pre-wet, yeah.
Well, sometimes you sit down and you're saying you sit down and hold it?
For a second, yeah, for a split second, yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Learn something new every day.
Let's go, John. What's up, John?
You know, leave it to Stoney to bring up the subjects. I think this should have been something talked about with AJ Hinch. You know, there would have been a deep subject.
Yeah.
Really, guys, if you look in the patent office with the original filing of the patent for the toilet paper, it shows it as being over. So that's the official way it was designed to be used.
I agree with you. But I don't necessarily know that answers the question. Some of this is obviously just all personal preference,
right?
But there is an opportunity, even though there's a patent on something, to improve upon said patent.
Well, but it's not really improving upon it. You're just modifying the delivery system. You're not improving upon the toilet paper. It's just changing the delivery system to the user.
You are 100% correct. The delivery system.
Stoney, it's always great to hear you in the morning, and your insight is just phenomenal.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll give you another somebody else a little bit more proficient in this. It actually talks about the under method in this later in this article. Dr. Christian Morrow, the associate professor of health sciences and medicine at Bond University in Australia.
Oh, Bond.
Yes. Bond, James Bond, claimed that, quote, the under method is the, quote, hanging offense as it ups the likelihood that the toilet user will touch the wall behind when fishing for the paper, leaving germs behind on that surface, which can be spread to the next user.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's counterproductive.
Yes. Now, survey says 70% do use the over method.
Over method. Yes. Yes. Survey says.
Yes, exactly. It's amazing that they even study this stuff. That's more bizarre than me even bringing
the wet method.
Yeah. Stacy, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Oh my God. Wet method. I don't know how to follow up that. Hey guys, I was blessed with first off, go blue, John.
Go blue.
Secondly, I was blessed with three daughters, and they always had their friends over. So you can imagine the toilet paper tube was always empty. So I took it upon the opportunity to write on the empty toilet paper tube several times. Changing the empty tube does not cause brain damage, and let it go from there.
There you go.
Good.
They thought that was the funniest thing.
Yep. I it seems like it would be an obvious thing. Yes.
So, Stacy, are you an over or an under guy?
Over all the time. And as a matter of fact, with John in past shows where you got to take all your clothes off, take a dump, I sometimes, when I'm getting ready to do my business, I go, this is what Jansen will be doing right now. I'm peeling everything off. And
you're welcome.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you,
do you
for
drive,
thinking of me do, at such a critical moment.
Do you drive a half hour out of your way to avoid going through Ohio as well?
Whenever I can avoid it. However, I did have to go to Toledo for business yesterday, unfortunately.
Yeah, well,
but
for work.
Money.
Yep, exactly. Work is required.
Let's go to Eric. You're on 97 on the ticket.
You guys, I appreciate the discussion here, but you guys are missing the point. You're a little late on this. You need to catch up with the rest of the world and use a bidet seat.
Okay, so here's the question I've always got about the bidet. I understand how clean it can get you, but how do you dry off? Like, are you drip dry, or do you still have to?
There's a blower on it.
Oh.
Oh.
And also, if you use so much less toilet paper, if you actually do use the toilet paper to dry off, because that's a lot more satisfying. But I go through way, way, way less toilet paper because of the bidet seat, because all you're doing is just wiping up the water, and it's not dirty. You're not getting your hands potentially as dirty. It's the way to go, and you can get heated, and they're really affordable right now.
Wow, thanks for the advice. Next house I move into, I'll get a bidet.
We'll wash and blow you.
You know, go women go to
full service.
Where women go get, you know, the hair blown out. So I mean, what the heck? 97 won the ticket.
In America's favorite place to watch all your sporting events is Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall high
definition. You can go in the bathroom and bet on the over-unders in two different ways.
It's all located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
AJ Hinch at 9:35, and we'll close the show. Cade Cunningham on the Jimmy Kimmel program last night. We have some ticket text more. Everybody's into this over-under stuff, and like I expected, you know, most people do have the over method.
Sure, I would expect.
Especially since I'm the under. 100% toilet paper over drives me crazy when my wife does it. That's from Jerry in Grosse Pointe Woods. Whichever way I grab the roll is how it goes on. It should be done under to stop it from unrolling. That's true.
I don't know how that stops it from unrolling, because if you are rolling it either way, it's going to have the same force whether it's going under or going over.
I like the toilet paper to go over the top. Easier to tear off. When I was going through a divorce years ago, my husband at the time snuck into the house and turned the rolls in all three bathrooms to go under just to make me mad. That's from Kim from Sterling Heights. Okay.
That's a very spiteful dude.
Oh, my God.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, I'm going to get you. Yeah. I'm going to change the toilet paper rolls.
In all of the house.
I'd love to hear what else he did.
I would choose to spend my time elsewhere.
Yes. Clearly a fake name from Dr. Pooh Hands. That's from Tyler in West Bloomfield.
Was that what it was?
No, it wasn't. It was something Freestone, right? I mean, scroll up a little.
Primrose.
Oh, it's from the UK. I mean, that's
very English.
Exactly. The toilet paper is designed to be over. If you look at the logos, like it's for Charmin, they are over. I think Charmin probably knows. That's Dan from Downriver.
They are should be the experts.
Yes. Contamination. I'm using this stuff to wipe my butthole. I think I'll be okay. Typical UK idiots. And the only reason to ever do the under method is if you own a cat. That's from Dan. I do not own a cat. And I still don't. I still go under.
Yeah. Greg. Oh, we lost you. Oh, we got a sticky button back there.
Let's go to Dan. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Gentlemen, it's a great topic. I was having this conversation with my colleague a few months ago.
Really?
yes, yes.
Where do you work?
It's amazing. It's amazing when you work with hundreds of kids. I'm a teacher, and you know that they're not as hygienic as they maybe otherwise could be. Hand sanitizer is one of the great things that have come stayed on past the pandemic because mm-hmm. it's necessary. I am the only way is over, but I will tell you, I have a 10 and 8-year-old daughters, and when wet wipes were introduced to our house, it literally blew my mind that when I thought I was clean after using toilet paper and then I used a wet wipe, I never, like, you never go back again.
That's what I hear.
And you can't, even the flushable ones, you can't flush them.
Right.
But, I know some people who had some sewage backups using flushable wipes. But we get ours at Costco, and when our kids are 25 and 23 and well out of the house, we'll still be using them.
So how do you dispense of them? Do you just put them with the fecal matter in the trash can?
Correct. Now the trash can that we have, we have a liner that, you know, we line it with grocery bags, and they are swapped out pretty much on a daily basis.
Okay.
And so there's a new bag every day.
I know people that have tried it once, and just like you, Dan, they swear by it. I mean, there's a product called Tux that sometimes people need for like hemorrhoids or whatever that they use yeah. like when they're traveling or whatever.
Yeah, they're medicated.
Yeah, and they love them.
I guess I don't know. I know a friend.
No, I mean I should keep me from doing the wet method.
I've never heard of that.
Isn't there a product I heard advertised
because as soon as you
wet wipes.
No.
Because as soon as you dip it, the toilet paper starts to fall apart.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's not done on a regular basis. They're called dude wipes.
Dude wipes, yeah. Yeah. They're advertised as the flushable version, but
right.
It's mislabeled because you should never flush.
Right, I understand
that's
that.
Not
right.
TP.
But dude wipes are probably a lot more comfortable to use than regular toilet paper, I would assume.
I would guess. I don't know. Not used them, but at that point too, I mean, like, why not just, do you have a little, you know, they do these for kids, right? Where they have the wipes warmers. Would it be better to have it?
What are wipes warmers?
Well, so when you have a baby and they don't necessarily want the cold wipe on their bottom, it'll drive them, you know, to cry, and you're trying not to cry.
Right.
So you have a warmer that makes them at least room temperature so that it's not so shocking to their backside.
Knowing me, because I'm oblivious to everything in life, we probably had one, but I don't remember. Is this like a new thing?
I don't know if it's that common.
My kids are 25.
We never did it. So, no, but I know it's out there.
A wipe warmer?
Yeah. I mean, well, if you're going to go with the deluxe version of the toilet, that's the bidet, the seat warmer, includes the blower, why wouldn't you go with a warmer?
Look, if you're going to go top shelf.
That's exactly what this is.
By the way, I don't have time for it. I saw another story. Yeah, the New York people are putting it in the top shelf of the toilet, you know? Where
the flowers. Yeah, Heather had that in her news.
Oh, she did.
Toilet flowers, I think is what it was called. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, really?
That's bizarre. That's bizarre.
That's absurd.
Yeah. Do you know how many flowers that would take? That's a big area.
Yeah. I saw the picture. I saw a picture. It wasn't that big because the tanks weren't that big, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, just, okay, think about your tank at home.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of surface area that
you
have to cover up with flowers.
Well, first of all, why would you do that?
I don't know. To be weird?
Yeah.
To be different?
Yeah.
Like, tell me in this world, if want to be weird and different, and there's plenty of opportunity.
Oh, yes, there are. Absolutely. But but you're taking the lid off, so it's –
I don't know. That one was bizarre to me.
Yeah.
As well.
Yes. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from Tigers manager A.J. Hinch on the Costa and Jansen program with Heather.
And Stoney.
And yeah, me. I'm here. 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.